Hello, hello, hello. Hi, friends. It is your friend Keter, and I'm coming back to reaching goals. In our last episode, we talked about fear not being a stop sign. It is just a sign of discomfort. And I know that some of you may have been feeling that discomfort lately. I mean, I did say that we are human and we are bound to experience it over time, right? And that feeling that you experience in your chest before you start, the voice in your head that says, "What if I'm not ready?" It's just a normal thing. So this week, we're going to lean into something even deeper. How to trust yourself even when everything seems messy and unclear. You know, when things don't seem to be clarifying, you know, getting clarified to you, how do you still move? How do you trust yourself to walk into that path even when something seems a little bit, you know, unclear? Well, here's the truth. You don't need to feel ready in order for you to begin. I feel like majority of the time when we get a new project, we want to understand how we're going to do things, who we're gonna work with, where we're gonna start, and how it's gonna end. You want to make that perfect plan in order for you to not make mistakes. But let this sink in, that you don't need full confidence or a perfect plan. You just need a little bit of courage. You need the courage to say yes. You need the courage to show up. You know, you need that little courage to take the next small step. Even when your voice is shaking, even when you doubt yourself. Because most of the time, clarity doesn't come before the action. It comes after. When you try, when you mess up and you figure things out while you're doing it. Come on, my love. When you're about to study, you can't understand every single concept before you open the book. You need to sit down. And in order for you to know what to study, you have to look at the objectives. The one that your lecturer gave you, the course outline. You need to sit down step by step. Realize what you need to get done. You know, point form, write that to-do list, and then step by step, tackle the questions. You know, you don't just sit down and then you just rush through things and know already what to do. You have to look at those objectives and then work from that. And remember that you are not behind. You know, taking your time, if you take your time properly, does not put you behind. You are not broken, and you have to understand that you are just becoming. And in becoming, you are learning, you are growing, you are starting somewhere, taking steps, and going somewhere. Here's what I want you to hear today. Discomfort is not danger. It is not a dangerous position for you to be in, uncomfortable as you are, right? It is you growing. It's your old self stretching into a new space. You are trying something new and you are changing. So you don't have to be afraid of that. That unease that you're feeling is just a sign that you're doing something brave. You know, you're trying something new and it's new to you, obviously, and you feel uncomfortable. That is so brave of you. And I honestly feel like you should acknowledge yourself, you know, for being such a person. You don't need to have all the answers. You are allowed to learn on the way, to build your confidence as you go, trying, failing, reflecting, try again. You know, I remember one of the ministers said that you are allowed to try again. And it was a moment for me. I rushed to share that on my WhatsApp status because it made me think of a lot of things, you know, academics. One day I'll sit down and tell you a story about how I came back from a very low grade, a 5% to an 80%, all because I gave myself a chance to try again. No one had to do anything. I had to sit down and say, "Kude, you're gonna make a move. And this time around, you're just gonna do things differently." You know, I gave myself a chance. I tried again. I realized in that moment that I wasn't really weak and that I was really strong for coming back from that, you know. It is very difficult when you're struggling on your own and you don't actually have support. And once you make it out of that, look at yourself and say, "Girl, I am so proud of you," because it's definitely strength. And I know that this journey gets lonely. Sometimes you are the one and only person who sees your vision. And sometimes your next step feels so small that it doesn't even look like progress. So last week on my new job, right, I told my cousin, you know, I feel like I'm not even doing as much work. And that's when my boss called me and they were like, oh, I see a lot of growth on our platforms and I feel like we are doing incredible. I smiled very wide, excited. And then I called my cousin back and then I was like, you know, my boss just called me and then they told me that they see a lot of growth on social media and it's very great. I was like, oh, that is so beautiful. So it is very difficult sometimes to see your progress, you know. The steps that you make, they seem so small and you feel like you're not even growing until someone says it. And you know, it's very sad that in other cases, in other areas, when you are healing, for example, you won't have someone to tell you that I see this or I see that. So it's up to you as an individual to be able to see things for yourself as well, to be able to celebrate yourself. You have to learn to celebrate yourself. You know, when you make a move, you have to celebrate it, see it. Don't just let it pass as if it's nothing. It is a move. It counts. You are still growing even when it's messy. You are still growing even when you're failing. You are still making progress even when it's so small. You are growing in how you speak to yourself. You are growing in how you show up. You are growing in how you bounce back. And that's all that counts, my love. You know, after that comeback that I had with Loa, I've realized that I can learn. That's all that matters. Me being able to get a pass in the module and going even further. So I want to remind you that you don't need to wait for the fear to go away. You don't need to be perfect in order for you to take the next step. You don't need all the information. Right now, as you are enough. So just keep showing up. Keep trying even when it's messy, especially when it's messy, because that is where the magic happens. Well, if today's episode spoke to you, as short as it is, I hope that you send it to a friend who you feel has been stuck. Tag me when you tell your friends your biggest takeaways, or just let me know in my DMs. I am so open to hearing from you. KUDA MANO on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok. That's my name all around. And if it's one thing that you're going to do this week, even if you're not ready, let me know. Just let me know. Until next time, breathe and just take your step. You are doing better than you think. And I would love to spend more time with you.